All right, 8:22 and a half. I'm still shocked that everybody knew that was Kat Dennings or Max Black from the show Two Broke Girls. I don't watch a lot of network TV, and it was on like from 2011 to 2017. And I thought it was an obscure soundbite trying to challenge you with a Who Are You game, and I got nowhere. Barry Keim joins us now, LSU health climatologist, to talk about where we are with hurricane season, August 4th. And, you know, my birthday is in August, Barry, but I guess that's yet another reason to hate August, hurricane season, and the fact that I have another birthday coming up. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I got a birthday coming up in early September, too, right in the peak of hurricane.
Oh, Lord in heaven. So there you go. So let's talk about what's going on right now out there.
Okay, so, well, right now we have three systems we're watching. We actually have Tropical Storm Dexter, which is out in the middle of the Atlantic. Not really a threat to any land areas, but this is our fourth named storm of the season. Mm-hmm. And we have two other suspicious areas, some tropical waves. One's right off the coast of South Carolina. You know, it's given a relatively low chance of doing very much, but we'll keep a watch on it. And then there's another wave coming off of Africa right now. It's way out in the Atlantic. And again, another one we'll just keep an eye on. But that's the one I'm, you know, at least for us, I have at least any concern at all at this point in time. So we'll just keep an eye on these things. There's nothing to worry about at the moment.
What did you say about the one for us, the one off the coast of Africa?
Yeah, that's the one I'll keep a watch on. I mean, I think that, you know, it's relevant to us at this point in time, but it's a long way off and anything can happen. So, you know, nothing to get worried about other than just keep an eye on it.
I'm looking at the cone at the National Hurricane Center, NOAA, whatever it is, and they have it kind of going toward the up in the Atlantic, but you're saying you're not confident in that, or it's too early?
It's just too early. I mean, I have confidence that, that's the best forecast that we have right now, but it's so far out, it's just developing. And, you know, one thing I've learned in the weather business that never say never.
So why does it get so bad in August and September? Is it because the water's had a chance to heat up, or is it because of the winds blowing from here or there? Is it because of what starts off the coast of Africa? Tell me about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's mainly the sea surface temperatures, because those, you know, the hottest point in the year is not when the sun is highest in the sky, because it takes, you know, there's these lags built into the climate mm-hmm. system. So the water temperatures, peak late August into early September, and simply because of that, we get more hurricanes. Now, the Saharan dust starts to slow down a little bit deeper into the season. That's another factor. And, those are the main things, really. But I would argue the sea surface temperature is the main driver. And that those sea surface temperatures just continue to ramp up all the way up until, you know, the early part of September. The statistical peak, by the way, is September the 10th. Mm-hmm. So it's all uphill till the 10th, and then it starts ramping down. But the real heart of the season, the window, I would argue, is mid-August mm-hmm. until about the first week of October.
Tell me about Saharan dust. What is it that kicks that up, and why is it so important to knocking down the storms or helping us?
Well, this is just, you know, strong winds over the Sahara. It whips up this dust. It gets put up into the high parts of the atmosphere that, you know, and it takes this long. And these are really fine particles, mind you. Very easy to keep in suspension with a little bit of turbulence in the atmosphere. And this dust blows all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, and, you know, occasionally actually comes and messes with the optics here. Mm-hmm. And folks that have, you know, whatever they have their health system compromised for some reason. So that air is extremely dry, for starters. And secondly, it actually changes the thermal structure, the vertical structure of the atmosphere, whereby it makes the higher parts of the atmosphere a little warmer, because it intercepts the sun's rays before it can strike those ocean surfaces. And that stabilizes the atmosphere and prevents the storms from forming. So Saharan dust is technically good for us, but it's better when it's way out over the ocean as opposed to hanging over Louisiana, where it's causing all sorts of respiratory problems.
So where is it now?
Well, I don't think we have any serious issues right now with the Saharan dust. So,
and, no, but I mean, the good part of it. Is it still coming off into the Atlantic, or is there something going on in Africa that's shutting that down? That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Well, as we get deeper into the season, I mean, it's kind of driven by the seasonal cycles, and as we get deeper into the summer season, you know, those winds start to die down a little bit over Africa, and we don't get quite as much of it as we get deeper into the season. But earlier on, you know, the storms over Africa definitely kicked that dust up, and it's more prominent earlier in the season than it is later in the season.
Where do we stand with El Nino, La Nina? Or are we in that thing now where we have neither?
Yeah, La Nada, as
El
we
Nina.
Call it.
Okay, there you go, La Nada.
Yeah, yeah, we have neither. So we're in neutral conditions. That's, you know, neither good nor bad. I mean, obviously we want El Ninos during hurricane season because it creates extra wind shear to knock the storms down. La Ninas basically put the seasons on steroids. So we have neither. So, but the sea surface temperatures are still well above normal, and we're still expecting an above normal season because of that. So just brace yourself. We're like I said, we're moving into the teeth of the season. Some of the worst storms that have ever hit us seem to come in late August or very, very early September. But we can get hit on the backside of the season, too. So, you know, we always need to be on our A game. But we're getting ready to move right into the buzzsaw. So just be prepared.
Tell me about the importance of getting the weather information from somebody that's reliable and accurate, because they got so much phony stuff out there on social media, and people get spun up and they look at a map and they think they know and they have no idea what they're looking at.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, there are a lot of charlatans out in the weather world. You know, social media has propagated this in a major way. So just get your information from trusted sources. I mean, nhc.noaa.gov for hurricanes, that's really the place to go to get all your information. I mean, there are other trusted sources, you know, as long as it's affiliated with the National Weather Service or NOAA in some way, you're getting a good source. But if you got some 16-year-old in his basement, beware in a very major way.
Yeah, it's all it takes to be an influencer. You need an account and a phone. That's all you need, and all of a sudden you're an expert and you know what you're doing, supposedly. Barry, can you give me the all clear for the next 7 days at least?
We're in good shape for the next 7 days. But I tell you, like I said, the buzzsaw is coming, soon.
I know, and I hate to hear that. I just take it one week at a time. That's all we can do. Thank you, sir. Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist. We'll take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Deuce McAllister, get his take on the Saints thus far. Right now, time for WWL First News.